Adjusting my energy, there's no my, it's our energy. It's the consent of our request. In other words, there are some activations, there are some broadcasts that are ready to descend upon, they're saying descend upon us quickly. In other words, we're opening up to a higher awareness, a higher vision, a higher landscape. And as they offer us the engagement, it's for us to proceed. So again, as we draw upon the energies of all of the holidays of new beginnings, of passing over, of resurrection, what we're doing is we're instructing our consciousness to let go of old visioning, so old pastimes, old engagement, old victimization. And we're really allowing ourselves to adjust to a very real, very present offering that's in our midst. So the important thing about this is to allow yourself to be forgiven. When we say forgiven, it's like you're walking out, you're stepping out of an old engagement, an old alignment, an old belief about self. And so just imagine that your true self has been kept safe. It's been kept secure. It's been kept like, we'll hold your true self as you come forward to receive, as you come forward to assist in your own engagement, in your own new broadcast. So this is what, is circulating. This is what's available. This is what's upon us. This is what's given to us as we forgive the past, meaning forgive our old identification, our old location, and we engage in triumph. So when we think of resurrection, we are bringing forth the resurrected presence of light, of truth, of liberty, of self-adjustment, of refinement, of new skill, of new broadcast. Now that new broadcast is very significant because that new broadcast is here to stay. So they're asking us to be quickened. When they're saying being quickened, there's a vibration, there's a holding consensus, there's a light offering, there's a heavenly glow, there's a realized emergence. So that realized emergence is in the now reality. In the now reality, allow that to present, allow that to come quickly, allow that to self-adjust, allow that to be presented, to be given, to be assisted, to be secured. And so when I'm saying secured, imagine you had something that you had to like take clasps and you were just sort of locking into place. So it's like click, 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 like all around. Your placement is secure. So again, we're engaging in high heaven. What they mean by that is there's a new reality consciousness broadcast that is being claimed, is being witnessed at last, because this is what's going to create the new reality. This is the broadcast of the new earth. This is when everything shifts and changes. This is when our third eye finally completely adjusts. This is when all of our multidimensional healing gifts of acquirement at last come on fully complete, because we're agreeing to ourselves in completeness. We want to understand this. We're not waiting on like, where is it already? Why is the train taking so long? We're not waiting at on an outer arrival. The outer assistance, if you want to think of that, think of the masters, think of your master self. It's waiting on our relief. So what we're doing is we're relieving ourselves of past, they're saying indigestion. They're using that word sort of lightly, so we understand what that is. It's sort of like indigestion, passing gas, or whatever. It's sort of like, we don't have to hold that. We don't have to stay in bitterness and in fright. We can release and receive love's appeal. So Mother Mary is how do I say this? It's just like a blessing. It's just like a blanket, a blessing, a covering, a proclamation. A heavenly value. So again, we are birthing this new reality through our very existence. So they're saying to take a moment, take a breath, and allow that to be assured. Allow ourselves to straighten to the realization that Christ consciousness, that I am delivery, is in our very midst. What we're doing is allowing it to serve, allowing it to coincide with our very existence. We want to take a breath. We want to take a promotional state of agreement and allow that to serve, allow that to state, allow that to be presented, allow ourselves to align with that unified field of heavenly allowance, because as we provide liftoff status, as we provide higher engagement, what we're doing is we're leaving the past behind. Remember, it's just simply mind projection just going on and on and on. And so what we're doing is we're switching our location, we're switching our attendance to the resurrected reality that coexists in every moment. Because as we will, they're saying line up, but it's sort of like my line with that line equals one promotion. We come into a new existence. We come into a new field. And so this field is, I'm gonna put this in words, and they're actually saying like take your time. Because when I receive it, just to use my awareness, it's me, but in a grander approach. So that grander approach is peaceful, is steady. It's not, when they're saying flattered, it's not affected. It's not affected by drowning voices, because those drowning voices of the old energy, of the old consciousness, are still gonna lie, do its thing. But as we resurrect to new authority, we reside, exist in a new playing field. So when we receive it with compassion, with understanding. But we no longer, like it's no longer glued to us, because we're residing in a new engagement. So this is what we're establishing, allowing, permitting, drawing upon, asserting, creating, they're saying pertaining. So the pertaining is what we focus on, what we choose, what we resurrect to be our very nature, what we understand ourselves to be our very self. Now the reason I kind of lost my way, when I still think of that personality self as I, is because it was sort of like, okay, now I'm lost between two worlds. So this is what we're each going to be doing. And they allow that to occur so that everybody could have a stronger voice. What they mean by that is so each of us can choose the reality of love. The reality of love. We're not waiting for other countries together to get it, family members to get it. It's about us, because again, everything else is a projection of the one self. So as we move into higher witness, it doesn't matter what anyone else is experiencing on earth. What matters is what we are now experiencing. That's how much authority we have. That's how much the rights that we have to the kingdom in the present. It matters not who keeps searching, because we're standing unified. So when they always talk about like we being the lighthouse, it's not so much worrying about who's getting it or not getting it in the outer, because once we come alive, that beauty, that peace, that resurrected value, that Christ ascension, that I am awareness, notices, we're free. And with that freedom, it's very easy to place high offerings. In other words, because you can see brightly, because you can see fully erect, now I know how to help you. now I know how to help all of the beings of one. And so we recognize these to be all aspects of the projection of consciousness that is in the ongoing procession of self-evaluation. In other words, recognizing themselves to be that one self. And they're saying glory to God in the highest. When I'm saying glory to God in the highest, there's this Merkaba that is circulating. And the only way I can explain this is it's when they're saying it's coming alive, it's witnessing our new tomorrow. In other words, it's guaranteeing us full entry, guaranteeing us, each of us, full entry. It's because we authorized it. It's because we said yes. It's because we're turning our face to the sunshine. It's because we're holding everyone else in innocence. It's very important that we receive that last statement. So they want me to repeat that. In innocence, if we're still holding a charge against someone else or ourselves, we're still reporting to the old consciousness. It's very important we each understand that. Because as we stand erect, meaning that as we graduate, we receive God's glory and mercy. So when we say God, it's our God self. It's our heavenly bodysuit. It's our light body. It's our activated DNA. Because we are the ones awakening. We are the ones authorizing it. So you can't be climbing onto the new boat, the cruise ship, the ark, if your foot is attached to the dinghy that is yesterday. You have to make choice. So they want each of us to receive that and to offer whatever the reason is that one foot is still stuck in the dinghy of suffering, of conflict, of bitterness, of war, of still angry at you and you and you, particularly angry at self. We want to resurrect that. We want to release that. We want to give that heavenly consent. So it's sort of like, here are the playing pieces that I'm still left with at this early arrival. It's important that we understand the early arrival, because in terms of pecking order sequencing, we're arriving early, and we want to allow that. We want to allow that because our mind's going to be looking at the old consciousness still playing out and saying, surely this can't be, because look what's still occurring. The war's still there, whatever. We're arriving early. So in order to arrive early, we must, put this in words, like release, give to your higher self, your I Am Presence, your Christ self, Joshua, Mother Mary, angels, archangels, but you're releasing it with love. Here's where I'm still stuck a little tiny bit from my history, from my past. Still don't know what to do with this. Here are the pieces. Can you assist? So as we offer that, that's our free will. The amount of blessing, the amount of grace that's being provided in this now moment is beyond record. In other words, this offering, this permission, this assistance, this ascension has never existed. So it's all here for our remembrance as we will join with the choir, as we will join with our advanced placement. So now they want to receive, as we receive our advanced placement, they want to shift that word from advanced placement to present reality, to allow your present reality to be your Christ self, your true self, your I am that I am. And allow yourself to take note, meaning allow that merging to be heavenly provided. In other words, all is amongst you. All is available to you now. They're saying to, like, as you bow your head, we're not bowing our head to something outside. We're bowing our head and submitting our will to our higher self. So they're saying as you bow your head. So you're allowing your higher self to merge fully in whatever way is most profitable. In other words, in the increasing alignment increment that you can substantiate. In other words, that's comfortable for you. That's comfortable for you. Allow that to take place. Feeling the support of your guides, teachers, masters, your I am that I am, your spiritual committee, your future self coming online through the awareness that all is to be received in gladness. Allow yourself to anchor that in. If there's any special alignment, if there's a particular master or a particular aspect of your higher self that you would like to get to know better, to call on that as well, knowing that all good favor is relevant. So as you ask, so it shall be given. Now we offer this blessing to the collective, allowing all to be raised to their holy admittance. In other words, whatever they're now ready to receive. Imagine all ones you know, ones you don't know, regions of the world. And include everyone, friend, and what you in the past would have considered foe. So whoever you still, before we began, had any kind of this, even just the slightest irritation, let them receive. And you may notice that you may be offering and helping a friend in need. So it may be someone else's false injury that is appearing. Trust whoever arrives. I have this guy I dated in 11th grade suddenly appear. So remember, our higher self knows what we've still been committing to in terms of that false self story. So we're absolving the past. So anything where they're still clinging, you're offering this blessing to in earnest. Let it be given. So it is. Thank you, everybody, for arriving, arising, joining with your higher self, allowing the birthing process to be